Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Grant McDonald from Syngenta. And Grant, you know, you guys certainly have an impressive booth here. Just tell me a little bit about what Syngenta is looking to accomplish here at the National FFA Convention.
Okay, well, thanks. As you may or may not know, we're one of the leading agrochemical and seed production companies in the world. And we're celebrating our 50th year as a sponsor of the FFA. And so for us, it's a way to bring some of the technology on seeds and crop protection chemicals to some of America's youngest and future farmers to help them understand what we do and how we do help, in this case, their parents and their families grow more food for the world.
You know, and you mentioned that this is the 50th year of sponsorship, and that's a program that, you know, as a business, you wouldn't continue if it wasn't working for you. So what is it that FFA is giving Syngenta that really makes the sponsorship worthwhile?
Well, in my case, and I'll speak from the role that I have in the company, it gives us an opportunity to look at some very early talent. That as these students and their state officers and their national officers start to transition from high school to college and then from college into the workforce, it allows us to start to develop a relationship with some a lot of FFA students that in 4 to 6 years may see Syngenta as an employer of choice. Obviously, there's lots of other benefits too, because they get to see the products that we make, the technology we have, that they can take back home and actually use on their own farms. It also gives us a chance to talk about agriculture in general to maybe some students that haven't really thought about agriculture, but took the opportunity to join FFA and understand more about it. So maybe some of the more urban students that, or students that just didn't grow up on a farm, didn't have that experience, but through maybe their first year in FFA, all of a sudden they see agriculture in a different light, maybe a more positive light in some circumstances.
And do you see any correlation necessarily between being a Syngenta employee and FFA membership? I mean, do you have like a high percentage of membership as far as employees go?
Well, it's good that you asked that question, because, yes, just within our booth right here, we have a former national vice president from 2 years ago. We also have two interns that are still in school that work for us this summer. They both held state FFA leadership positions. We have another sales rep that was the Tennessee state vice president 2 years ago. So FFA actually helped us identify some college level talent that we find really helps Syngenta with our recruiting efforts and ends up leading toward full-time employment.
And where do you see this relationship between Syngenta and FFA going, be it 5 years, 10 years, and just kind of the indefinite future?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to, in one respect, just continue what we've been doing for the last 50 years with FFA. We've certainly had the opportunity through FFA to continue to have a more prominent position as a sponsor over the last number of years, and I would think that will continue to grow as hopefully the organization grows as well.
That's Grant McDonald, Senior Development Coordinator with Syngenta Corporation at the 85th National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.